Have a look around you from where you are sitting. You will see that everything in the room has been made. All the countless details, such as the walls, the furnishings, the lamp, the chair you are sitting in, the glass on the table, the carpet, none of them came into being by itself. And neither did the universe that we live in. Everything, every tiny detail, from the atomic, the smallest component of matter, to galaxies containing billions of stars, from the moon, the inseparable companion of the Earth, to the solar system they inhabit, works together in a breathtaking harmony. Paul Davies, one of the best-known contemporary astrobiologists, describes this harmony in the words, "Everywhere we look in the universe, from the far-flung galaxies to the deepest recesses of the atom, we encounter order. Central to the idea of a very special orderly universe is the concept of information. A highly structured system, displaying a great deal of organized activity, needs a lot of information to describe it. Alternatively, we may say that it contains much information." This reveals a very obvious truth. The universe was created and is regulated and preserved through a sublime knowledge and power. And that sublime knowledge and power are those of Almighty Allah. In the Quran, Allah reveals that the earth and the sky will be preserved while they are under His might. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." Allah keeps a firm hold on the heavens and earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one can then keep hold of them. Certainly He is most forbearing, ever forgiving. In this documentary, we will be going on a journey to the Milky Way, some 10 million light years from Earth, and from there to deep inside the atom, and will witness the magnificent order with which the universe was created. This is the universe we inhabit with all its glory. Ten to the power of 23 meters, 10 million light years. The starting point of our journey. We are 10 million light years from the Milky Way. Thought of in terms of the vastness of space in general, the Milky Way is a very small place. It occupies barely a dot within it, because there are other galaxies in space, some 300 billion according to the recent estimates. The Milky Way, visible from so far away, contains the solar system, the planets, and the Earth we live on. You, your home, the city you live in, and even the planet you inhabit, the sun that heats the planet, the millions of stars like it, are all inside this dot you are looking at. "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." He is the originator of the heavens and earth. When He decides on something, He just says to it, "Be," and it is. 10 to the power of 22 meters, 1 million light years. We are 1 million light years from the Milky Way that contains 250 billion stars like our sun. There are billions of systems linked to the stars in this galaxy that resembles a swirl of white smoke. Yet we are so far away that the whole body looks like a simple white cloud. 10 to the power of 21 meters, 100,000 light years. If you look at the sky on a clear cloudless night, you will see a belt of stars extending from one edge to the other. This mass of stars, which extends into deepest vastness of the sky and that revolves around its own axis at an amazing speed, is known as the Milky Way. Astrophysicists calculating this speed were unable to conceal their astonishment. Our galaxy, which completes a full circuit of its orbit every 250 million years, moves through the universe at an extraordinary speed. This figure is one of the proofs of the infinite might of our Lord, who causes giant galaxies to move at speeds the human mind finds it hard to conceive. 10 to the power of 20 meters, 10,000 light years. The galaxies are one of the proofs of the ordered structure in the universe. The estimated number of galaxies is around 300 billion, and in terms of space in general, the Milky Way occupies only a very minute space. The voids between these galaxies are millions of times greater than that of the distance between the Sun and Alpha Centauri. George Greenstein says this about the vastness in question in his book, The Symbiotic Universe. Had the stars been somewhat closer, astrophysics would not have been so very different. The fundamental physical processes occurring within stars, nebulas, and the like would have proceeded unchanged. The appearance of our galaxy as seen from some far distant vantage point would have been the same. About the only difference would have been the view of the nighttime sky from the grass on which I lie, which would have been yet richer with stars. And, oh yes, one more small change. There would have been no me to do the viewing. This gigantic gap of the space is the prerequisite for our being. The way that Allah has created the earth as a home for life within the boundless voids of the universe is a point requiring deep reflection. We inhabit a world that occupies a space so small in the infinite void that it barely exists at all. In fact, it is not just our Earth, but even our whole galaxy that occupies an exceedingly small space within the universe.